May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Good afternoon. Did a couple of scriptures to you. That sounded like Dracula, didn't it? Good evening. Good afternoon. Sorry. This is Acts 11, verse 18. And when they heard this, they quieted down and glorifying God, saying, well, then God has granted to the Gentiles also the repentance to life. In italics, it says that leads to life, because that's what it means. Repentance that leads to life. In 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation. But the sorrow of the world produces death. Now you have to realize that Paul is writing to believers. So he's not talking about what we say, getting saved. As you know, sozo, the word salvation, just means wholeness. So progress in Christ-likeness, repentance without regret, leads to wholeness, Christ-likeness, progression in Christ-likeness. Words matter, particularly for Christians, biblically. Jesus says about himself that he's the Word. The Word was God, was with God. And so just by his very own declaration of his own identity, words matter. And words form what we think about God. What we understand about words and what others have told us that words represent determines the way we approach our Christian life. We've talked a lot lately. We've used the phrase living from Christ, which is glorious, instead of living for Christ, which is exhausting. Those who live for Christ, one of their favorite worship songs is, he exhausts me, he exhausts me. They're sincere, but they're worn out. Living from Christ is supernaturally exhilarating, liberating, extraordinary. The word repent comes from two words, meta and nous. The word meta means with. The word nous means think or mind. We've been told, I've heard for decades, repentance means to change your mind. Or repentance seems to be this like deep, deep sorrow. We think a tent meeting kind of thing or changing, you're changing things. Repentance does bring about change, but it means to think with. Doesn't mean to change your mind and then start behaving differently. It comes back to this whole issue of living from Christ, loving from Christ, responding from Christ, and thinking with Christ. Repentance means to think with. We're transformed. We all have new hearts if we're Christians. We're transformed, though, by how? The renewing of our mind. Ephesians 4 talks about the fact that we're new creations. As new creations, we've laid aside the old self, that we've put on the new self, and that we're to live in the renewal of the spirit of our mind. That renewal, that renewing your mind, isn't about just memorizing Scripture. Can Scripture help? Sure. But there's been a lot of believers throughout the 2,000 years of church history that didn't have access to the written word. Oh my goodness, thank God that the Holy Spirit in our very hearts cries out, Abba Father, bears witness to us that we are children of God. Some of the most spiritual Christians I've ever met couldn't read or write. Craig met some of them on his trip to Africa with us. And he met a lady who lived in a hut made with dung that you had to get down on your hands and knees to get in. But she was an amazing intercessor, couldn't read or write. But it influenced events in Kenya through her prayers, intercession, and faith, childlike faith that were amazing. Didn't Jesus say that the Spirit will glorify me and he will take what's mine and disclose it to you if you know how to read and write? And that's the rest of the verse, right? Now again, is this a gift? Yes. I thank God for the scriptures, don't you? It's like, they should put on the front, learning to hear from God for dummies. Because it makes it easier. But we can know what he thinks about situations if we want to, because we have the mind of Christ. And repentance is simply to think with. Whatever he thinks about something, to repent means that I own the fact that my thinking that I was entertaining is wrong. And I'm now going to come into agreement and think with you. So if I'm praying for somebody and they have something like a headache, isn't it so easy to think with him that he's going to heal that person? But man, if they have something like cancer or multiple sclerosis, it's easy to live outside of an abiding relationship, to live outside as if I were outside of Christ. Because this one logically is more difficult. Where does logic come from? My thinking. What do you do in situations when everything about you screaming fear or cynicism or whatever, and yet if you're listening, Jesus is saying, here's what I think about this. You faith it. You act like it is so when it isn't so, in order for it to be so, because you know it is so, because he says it's so. That's not faking it. That's not pretending. That's thinking with him, ignoring how I might feel. You with me? An example would be, and I'm sure this has never happened to anybody else here, so this is me acknowledging my stuff. I remember one time riding down the road, and distant past, so don't worry about it. It's not about you. And I was having negative thoughts about someone and how hard it was for me to love them because they had done some things that had been betrayal. And so I stopped long enough. This is just another example about how to walk in the Spirit. So I was in the midst of me talking and thinking these thoughts and explaining things to the Lord. And I shut up long enough to listen. The Lord spoke really clearly. He said, I really like that person and I love them. And I'm the only one who fully understands all their issues. So I'm inviting you to think with me towards that person and love them from me. Wow. I mean, one, I had to give up my right to be angry and resentful. And then if I do that, then they're going to get off scot-free. I mean, the only price they're paying is my attitude. No, you know who's paying the price? Me. Because I was living outside experientially of who I am in Christ. That is a miserable, hellish way to live. And I was so grateful to hear the Lord say that. I really love that person. And I'm the only one who knows all their issues, understands all their issues. Repentance is, okay, I'm going to think with you. That's repentance. And when you think with him, you see what he sees. And you know what will happen? You'll act as he would act in that situation. And your feelings, which are the caboose, not the engine, will come in line and follow. Amen?
Amen.
So, boys and girls, another word that we can redeem, the word repent. It's a wonderful word. Repentance always leads to life. Because anytime you're living from Christ, thinking with Christ, you're experiencing life. To do anything other is to experience death, spiritual and emotional death. Amen? So I thank God for the gift, the opportunity. That's why we've always said that repentance is always can be thought of as an opportunity to trade up. That's repentance. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Next week, we're going to do a little pop test about what you know about repentance. Okay.